One of the popular mitzvahs of Purim is Mishloach Manos. What is the din if a person sends Mishloach Manos to someone else before Purim? So let's say it arrives on Purim, but he sends it before Purim. Or maybe even it arrives before Purim. Is there any possibility that a person can be Yotze with such a Mishloach Manos? It's not uncommon. Let's say people in the United States will send Mishloach Manos packages to people here. They'll pay some company here to deliver it wherever in Israel that is. So is there any possibility of being Yotze Mishloach Manos in that way? So in the Be'er Heitev, which is on the page of the Shulchan Aruch, he raises this question: if a person sends Mishloach Manos with someone before Purim, and it'll arrive at the destination, at the recipient on Purim. So he sets it up as a question: do we go by the sender, or do we go by the receiver? Which one is it? Because there is a Zman HaMitzvah for Mishloach Manos. The Zman is Purim. Not only is it Purim, but it's the day of Purim. If you give Mishloach Manos to someone on the night of Purim, you're not Yotze. So here, it's arriving at the recipient on the day of Purim, in the Zman, but you sent it before Purim. Ari Yotze, he says he's Nota to say that one, or he quotes from a Sefer, Yad Aaron, he says he's Nota Lahakel on this issue. Some poskim set it up on the basis of a famous discussion regarding Mishloach Manos. What is the reason for Mishloach Manos? Which some poskim understood as affecting the, many poskim understood as affecting the details of Mishloach Manos. So not just a reason, but a definition, a gedder of mitzvah Mishloach Manos, that maybe we should understand it in light of that discussion. So famously, the Trumas HaDeshen says, you're helping to provide for another person's seuda. And it's quoted from the Manos HaLevi, that it's an expression of friendship and achdus, togetherness. So maybe we should view it through those prisms. So there's room to say that if it arrives on Purim, so you're creating that sense of friendship and that sense of achdus during this Zman HaMitzvah. You're providing for someone's suda during this Zman HaMitzvah. Maybe that should be good enough. And some poskim say yes. Therefore, one would be Yotze as long as it arrives on Purim. The Aruch HaShulchan thinks one would not be Yotze. And he seems to have a whole different understanding of what Mishloach Manos is about. He seems to understand that it's an expression of your simcha. So when you are celebrating, when you have simcha, you're supposed to share that with others and reach out to others. So he says, how does it express your simcha on Purim if you sent someone a package a week ago? You sent it a week ago. So it should go by the sender, not by the receiver. It is interesting that the Aruch HaShulchan himself says that if you appointed a shaliach to give it for you on Purim, even if you appointed him before Purim, that would work. So a lot of poskim don't understand how those two psukim work together, but that's what he suggests. There is a further discussion. We're talking about if it arrives on Purim, do we go by the sender or by the receiver? What if it arrives before Purim? Some poskim go so far as to say that even if it arrives before Purim, if the sender tells the receiver, it's only yours as of Purim, you can only be counted as of Purim, so then that would still work. So I saw that quote in the name of Mordechai Elio, and it's in the Sefer Mishnah Halachos as well. So in the Oz Nidberu, he says, that's going too far. It's not a din in mamonos. This has nothing to do with when you technically make the kinyan. And if we view it from the prism that we raised before, let's say the Manos HaLevi expressing friendship and achdus, so that was done already. It arrived at his front door, several days before Purim. So on Purim, what was added from the perspective of the goals of Mishloach Manos? He says, I think it's pashut that you would not be Yotze. Mishnah Halacha's response, they often go back and forth. And he says, no, I think that the kinyan makes a big difference. And when it's actually able to be yours, so then you say, oh, now I really feel happy about this. Now I'm able to use it for my suda. He thinks you would be Yotze. So Lemaisa, certainly it would be advisable to have Yotze mitzvah Mishloach Manos with one Mishloach Manos. So at the very least, a person should give one normal Mishloach Manos and not have to rely on this for his entire Kiyum HaMitzvah. Just give a Mishloach Manos to someone on Purim. But would you be Yotze in this way? Would it be added on to your mitzvah Mishloach Manos? I think there's a lot of room to say that if it arrives on Purim, even though you sent it before Purim, you would be Yotze. If it arrives before Purim, there are those who say you'd be Yotze. I think that's a little bit more tenuous. Have a great Shabbos. Please do stack the chairs and have a great day.